You're listening to New Hampshire Calling. This is a live call-in show from NHPR, and we are all about finding a way to navigate life in a time of coronavirus together. I'm Jack Rodoligo. I don't know about you, but I don't get out much these days. Although there is one place I find myself every weekend, the grocery store. Despite the threat of coronavirus, we all have to eat. But shopping for our food is a ritual that's changing for all of us. How are you adapting your food shopping habits in the midst of this pandemic? Are you going straight to farms? Did you shift your grocery store allegiance? Or do you find yourself at a food bank for the first time? Our number is 603-513-7700. Share your voice, your story, here on New Hampshire Calling from NHPR.
New Hampshire grocery stores say they are trying to get masks for their employees. This comes following the CDC's revised guidelines that all Americans should wear a cloth.
And we're up in Holderness, and we have not been inside of a grocery store in over 3 weeks now.
During this time, so that everyone knows, we are working very hard to make sure all of New Hampshire is fed during this challenge.
We used to get our groceries delivered. Since then, we've had issues getting delivery times and objects getting taken out of shopping carts.
So we've been able to avoid the grocery stores completely, but I think it's really important that we all recognize how much privilege is involved in that.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodoligo, live in Concord. We're talking tonight about food shopping in a pandemic. Do you feel safe or unsafe standing at the checkout line? Are your food shopping habits changing in response to COVID-19? If so, how? Call us to talk, 603-513-7700, or email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. This show is driven by your participation, so call us. Again, the number, 603-513-7700. As always, we learned plenty about the spread of the coronavirus in New Hampshire today. More confirmed cases of COVID-19, a total of 715 now. 27% of those cases are healthcare workers. Four of those individuals are Manchester police officers, and one of them works in a state prison for men. Also today, we learned grocery stores are trying to secure face masks for their employees. Speaking of which, when I was getting ready for this show about food shopping, I was amazed how much news there's been in the last week about how and where we get our food. Grocery stores now have early hours just for seniors. Hannaford and Shaw's are putting plexiglass shields between you and the checkout clerk. Market Basket is limiting the number of customers in a store at a given time. Last week, Shaw's announced three employees in New Hampshire tested positive for COVID-19. Those individuals work at stores in Littleton, Woodsville, and Dover. And if all that doesn't make you feel uneasy enough, the White House is currently saying we should all avoid grocery stores for the next 2 weeks. Here's Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force. She's standing next to the president and vice president this weekend as she says this.
This is the moment to do everything that you can on the presidential guidelines. This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe.
The White House saying stay away from the grocery store. Where does this all leave you? How is your food shopping ritual changing? Or do you work at a grocery store? And if so, do you feel safe or at risk? New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number 603-513-7700. And while we want to hear from everyone and everywhere around the state, I want to make a special call out right now at the outset to the North Country. If you're up there and you're listening, did you already have few options when it came to food shopping? And what options are you left with now? Call 603-513-7700. Email nhcalling@nhpr.org. While we're waiting for you to find your phone and give us a call, I'm joined now by Daniela Ali, NHPR reporter. Daniela, good evening.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. So we wanted to bring you in for a ride along on this show because you, among other beats, you are on the grocery store beat at the moment, right?
I am.
Yes. And, we're going to get to how people's habits are changing. And I guess I kind of wanted to start with, like, how are your habits changing? What are you doing differently in your house?
We are definitely limiting how many trips to the grocery store we take. So, yeah. You know, sometimes you forget an ingredient. You're like, oh, I'll just run and pick that up. Or, oh, I'm craving this. So we have really cut out any of those kinds of trips and just making the essential, you know, week or every 2 week trips. And my husband, he likes to clear out the fridge before we go grocery shopping. I'm more one to tend to try to get as the groceries going so I can cook the recipes I want to make, even if our fridge is halfway full. So we've definitely gone more towards his end of, you know, clearing everything out. What's in the pantry? What can we make that we have on hand?
You're assessing what you have before you move forward, right?
Exactly. Yes. And just one of us at a time goes out to grocery shop. So sometimes we would grocery shop together. And now it's just him or it's just me, you know, cleaning down the grocery store cart when we get in there, bringing in the groceries, washing our hands right away.
Yeah.
You know, for the 20 seconds we're supposed to. And I've been very cognizant to not touch my face in the grocery store. That is like a very strong mental effort I have to make when I'm there.
Yeah. My son is 3 years old, and I noticed this weekend I did not see any small children in the grocery store, which is a common sight. You know, parents notice each other. It is a moment of solidarity when you're in the grocery store with a three-year-old between those other parents. And I'm just not seeing any little kids. I don't want to get too far before we talk about some of the reporting you've done, which was just updated today, about food banks. You know, we're going to be talking about farms tonight, about CSAs, about grocery stores. But, you know, I think it's really important to recognize that we are in the midst of a recession that could be heading towards a depression, and there is a surge in demand from soup kitchens, food banks, similar groups. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so today I talked with Eileen Lapontis, who is the executive director of the New Hampshire Food Bank, and they provide a lot of the food for the food pantries in the state. And she said she's just seeing a surge statewide, you know, a lot of these organizations saying they're seeing people they've never seen before coming and requesting meals or food. I think from this March 2020 compared to last March in the pounds of food that the New Hampshire Food Bank distributed, they saw a 6% increase. Mm. But the interesting thing here too is we've seen also the demand on grocery stores. And the New Hampshire Food Bank, along with other food pantries, they rely on some of those grocery store donations. So maybe it's bread or it's meat right before the code ends that they freeze and then they send along and they can distribute to people. Well, that donation pool is shrinking a lot because of how much we're going out grocery shopping. So they can't really rely on as many donations from the grocery stores as they would in normal times. So now they're having to order and buy more food, which is kind of an unexpected expense for them. So, you know, that kind of puts them in an interesting situation where they're seeing demand go up, but one of their main resources, because of other people's demand, isn't able to give that supply.
Yep. You're listening to New Hampshire Calling. The phone lines are open, and we are talking about how you buy and shop for food during this pandemic. Are you going to the food bank? Are you going online? Are you wearing a mask and gloves while you pick out your produce? The phone lines are open. Call us 603-513-7700. You can also email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number again, 603-513-7700. Daniela, let's go to the phones. We've got Chelsea calling from Hollis. How are you doing, Chelsea?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good. And so what's going on in your house? What's going on with your food shopping habits?
It's just me and my husband, but we used to try to go food shopping about every week, and we take some trips just to pick up some things we forgot. But now we've been going about 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you going to the grocery store, the same grocery store you've always gone to?
Yeah, we've been going to, market basket, but we started actually going to, there's a farm stand up the road, so we switched to going there. They're a little more expensive, but it's a lot less crazy and hectic in there. There's only a few people in at a time.
And when you're going into a grocery store, do you feel safe?
I feel safe. I feel bad a lot. I'm trying to keep everyone's personal space, and it's kind of like the new etiquette of how to be polite when, you know, you should be certain distance away from everyone and respect their space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Chelsea. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. This is New Hampshire Calling. The phone number is 603-513-7700. We're talking about food shopping in a pandemic. What are you doing to adjust given all of the rule changes about how we are supposed to interact with each other, where we're supposed to go, and when? Let's go to Adam in Hudson. Good evening, Adam. Adam, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
So mine was less about how I've changed my habits, but I was going to say how other people have changed theirs. I was working at a convenience store. I stopped working since because, to me, convenience is non-essential. Like, we should have just been selling gas, in my opinion. But everyone seemed to have shifted away from the grocery store to us when it was convenient. So those last little trips to the convenience store or the grocery store for spices, that thing you forgot, shifted to the convenience store. It was crazy. We had thousands of people still coming in.
Really?
Yeah. So that's just overlooked, I feel like.
Yeah, but you're not working now, you said.
No, again, I'm a principal. I didn't think we should be selling anything but the essentials. And I feel like we were an essential workforce because we sold gas, not because we sold, you know, blunt wraps and Funyuns. So
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah. Sorry. Give us one more point here.
I was going to say thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Yep.
Thanks.
You're listening to New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about grocery stores and food shopping and how you're getting your food. Gene on Facebook writes, growing my own microgreens under a light, every bit helps. Lettuce, spinach, beets will go under plastic a little later. And Nancy on Facebook writes, I was just in Hannaford in Alton and was surprised that they were not regulating the amount of people going into the store, and most of their employees were not wearing masks. Kind of gets back to that question of, do you feel safe when you are going out in public anywhere, but let alone to a grocery store? Let's go now to Shelley, who's on the line. Shelley, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. So Shelley and Daniela, you two know each other. Daniela, you did a story recently about Instacart, which is a food delivery app, and you interviewed Shelley. Shelley, how do I say your last name?
Beaupre.
You are an Instacart driver, and you've been working a lot more over the last few weeks. But let's just start here. What is Instacart? I had actually never heard of it until pretty recently. Like, can you just start by describing your day a bit?
We help pay for the basic necessities of daily living, like rent.
Shelley, are you there?
Oh, here I am.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I was just asking, could you just describe, like, what you do? You know, what does it mean to be a driver for Instacart?
I'm a full-service shopper. I basically get their list, their shopping, and deliver it to their doorsteps.
Okay, so you're going into the grocery store, picking out all the groceries that they want, and packaging them up and bringing them to their house?
Correct.
And you're working a lot more now?
Yes, I'm working 12, 13-hour days.
Wow. And how many trips to a grocery store are you doing on an average day?
It depends, like, where there's – it's hard to find so many different products nowadays because the shelves are just empty, so it takes a little bit longer than it was in the beginning.
Right.
And then stores just started to limit the amount of customers that they're allowing in the store at times.
Right, yeah.
So I spent most of the weekend standing in lines.
Yeah. Daniela, do you have any questions for Shelley?
Yeah, Shelley, you had texted me, I think, last weekend about delivering groceries to a woman whose husband was in a retirement home. And I'm just kind of curious, like, what the impact has been on you in interacting with people that might be using this for the first time and maybe can't leave their houses, and just, like, what you're hearing from them when you drop these groceries off.
Yes, there have been a lot of first-time users. It's just growing crazy. And a lot of these people, they do have health risks. And this particular woman, she hasn't seen her husband in probably well over a month now. And it really puts stuff into perspective for me about how scary this really can be and how you're separated from your loved ones.
Yeah, yeah. Shelley, before we let you go, how do you do your shopping? When do you have time to do your own grocery shopping? Where do you go when you shop?
I just kind of pick up things while I'm at the store.
Oh, really? You're shopping? That makes the most sense, of course.
I just put a separate order at the end of the... the belt, and that's how I get my groceries.
Good. Well, Shelley, good luck, stay healthy, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We are talking about food shopping during a pandemic. How are you adapting? And if you work in a grocery store, if you work in food service, let us know. We want to hear from you. Do you feel safe? Stay with us.
NHPR is a community built on trust and high-quality journalism. I'm Laura Kanoy, host of The Exchange. Timely and accurate information is essential, especially in times of crisis, and your support of NHPR affects our ability to be your trusted source of local and national news. As we together rise to the challenges facing our communities, your support ensures NHPR can continue to keep you informed and connected. Give now at nhpr.org.
Hi, this is Karen from Plainfield. I'm wondering, would the New Hampshire and Vermont farms be willing to publish their addresses and CSA requirements so that people might purchase their CSAs now and, you know, give a little boost of money to the farmers? Thank you.
I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. At this moment, we are talking about food shopping in a pandemic. How are your food shopping habits changing? Because, you know, they are. We have different options. Some of us have fewer options. Some of us, in weird ways, have more options with online delivery services. How are you making it work in this crazy moment? Do you feel safe in a grocery store? If you work in a grocery store, do you feel safe? Call us at 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We want to hear from people who've switched allegiances. Maybe you were a Market Basket shopper and now you're going to Hannaford. We want to hear from grocery store workers. We want to hear from people in their real life experience of this. Email nhcalling@nhpr.org or call us 603-513-7700. Right now, we have got a farmer on the line, Becky McWilliams of Lewis Farm in Concord. Becky, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. How are you?
It's fantastic to be on with you, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. We wanted to talk to you because you have a small-ish farm?
Yes.
Yeah, and a CSA that typically has how many members?
Last year we had 40 members, and Jack, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm also on the line here with my husband, James, who's the other half of Lewis Farm.
Where are the twins? Hold on. I know you've got 2-year-old twins. Who's watching them?
They're downstairs right now. One of them is plugged into Hughes George, the other one's sleeping, so let's hope they stay quiet.
Okay, we'll keep it efficient then. Good to have you on the phone as well. Thanks for being on the show. So normally 40 shares sold, but where are you at now compared with where you would be normally this time of year?
We're at 10 right now, and we would have expected to hit 40 by now so we could start purchasing seeds and irrigation equipment for the season. So we are definitely behind.
Yeah. And so are you feeling nervous? Do you feel like are you confident you'll make up for it? Or are you in sort of uncharted waters here?
Nervous. Definitely nervous.
Yeah. And so what do you do? I mean, how do you adapt?
other outlets. We're talking to other folks, including Concord Hospital, and just looking for other places that are still out there looking for food. You know, we're thrilled to be on the radio tonight, and hopefully this helps.
We honestly, most of our advertising has been print advertising, signs all over Concord.
Most of the signs we put up are in restaurants.
And no one's going to restaurants right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're trying to compensate. We're getting into the social media advertising. We're probably going to have to buy some ads on social media to try to reach a different audience. This is new for us.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Becky, you're also a state rep. And as I said, you both have twin two-year-olds, so it's not like you're busy or anything. Right. I mean, this is, I would imagine this is pretty stressful, given, you know, you're being parents, active employees, you know, active workers in all kinds of ways. Right.
Yeah. And it's stressful. It's frustrating.
It's scary. I don't think we've ever dealt with something this scary before with the farm. There was a huge drought in 2016, and we thought that was going to be the worst thing that we could weather. We're in better shape for a drought now, but this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is not something anyone could have prepared for, let alone a family farm like yours.
Right. I mean, ironically, we happened to, for the first time, start some greenhouses with things in the fall that we overwintered, so we actually have greens available right now. Our problem is telling people that we have greens available right now. You know, we have mustard greens and arugula and lettuce and spinach and radishes, turnips, chives, parsley, cilantro.
Yeah, we're growing it.
Yeah.
But finding an outlet is going to be hard for us. We did have quite a few commercial accounts last summer with restaurants in the high season, and those restaurants have really cut back. So I don't expect we're going to see those kind of sales again, at least not for that outlet. So we're looking.
Okay. Well, both of you stay on the line. Why don't you just tell everybody your website? You'll be back in a minute, but just let everybody know where you're at. And you're in the Concord area. Tell us your website.
Yeah, Greater Concord. We do our outside Concord, too. We're at lewisfarmconcord.com, LewisFarmConcord.com.
Okay. Hang on the line. We're going to go to a call now. We've got Nicole in Somersworth. Nicole, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So you work in the food service industry?
I sure do. I'm considered where I work right now is considered an essential place of business. We do takeout and curbside orders. I've been a long time New Hampshire resident for over 20 years, but I just moved across the border on the Maine New Hampshire border. So the restaurant's actually in Maine. And in regards to my shopping habits changing, when I get out of work, Market Basket, where I usually go since it's affordable, has changed their hours, shortened them. So now I go to Target in Somersworth, which is very empty. And I guess it's a little disconcerting from my perspective since I wear a mask and gloves.
Uh-huh.
At my place of work, where we actually still have people entering the restaurant, even though we have a barricade set up. And when I go into Target, I'm concerned about the safety of the employees there since nobody's wearing gloves, taking cash exchanges, nobody has masks. And I guess I'm going there because it doesn't seem like it's swamped like other places. And
right.
Also, it's out of necessity since Market Basket has reduced their hours.
Right. You've got more breathing room and you kind of also have no choice because it's what's available. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it's paying a little higher price, but it's also it's out of necessity.
Yeah. Nicole, thank you so much for calling in. This is New Hampshire Calling. Our phone number is 603-513-7700. We are talking about food shopping during a pandemic. Do you work at a grocery store? How are you feeling? Are you feeling safe? Do you feel like your company has your back? Are you skipping the grocery store because you don't feel safe? Are you going to farm stands? Are you using Instacart? What are you doing to get food to your house to sustain your family during this crisis? 603-513-7700. Matthew in Farmington is on the line. Good evening, Matthew. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
there.
Hey, so what do you have to say about food shopping tonight?
Well, you know, I feel that I live in a world of ignorance, but now people are very aware and paying attention, keeping their distance, and I appreciate that. I have noticed the price of groceries in specific areas have gone up. I paid $3 for a dozen eggs the other day.
Right. And what do you, when you say a world of ignorance, what do you mean?
I'm just people just not paying attention. People are very spar and only paying attention to themselves, it seems, and don't care how they come off. But now people are very aware of their situation, and they keep your distance, and you're waiting in line. Everybody's patient about it, and it seems to go a lot smoother. So I appreciate that people are doing their effort to try and do what they can.
Yeah. Thank you, Matthew, for calling in. I appreciate it. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about food shopping during a pandemic. How are your habits changing? Are your grocery store's hours changing and forcing you to shop early, to shop late? Are you shifting allegiance from one grocery store to another? Did you think you'd never do something like that because you love Market Basket so much? What are you doing and how are you doing it? 603-513-7700. We're going to bring another farmer on the line here, Cameron Hardy of Brookdale Fruit Farms in Hollis. Cameron, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. And so you own a bigger farm, right? This is like a U-Pick fruit farm. You have a farm stand, corn maze, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So we're family-owned and operated for 172 years. We farmed about 400 acres right in the center of Hollis.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And talk about your farm stand demand right now. I understand it's not open yet, but you're getting calls.
Yeah. So it opens officially on Thursday, but the phone's been ringing off the hook. You know, like we've heard from your previous callers, there's empty store shelves everywhere. So I think people are really paying attention to the supply chain, looking, you know, towards the local suppliers of fruits and vegetables. So we're really looking forward to a great season. We're getting everything planted in the ground, and we're going to have our lettuces available later this week. So when we open, as well as, you know, local meats,
and are you,
you know, everything.
It sounds like you're getting calls. I mean, are you getting prepared for if you have a big rush of people? You know, grocery stores are putting all of these limitations in now. You know, you must be thinking about keeping yourself safe, your staff safe, and your customers safe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, the gloves and masks, which I think, you know, everyone's adopting. We're going to be offering those out for all our employees as well. But, you know, it makes you think twice these days. And we're going to be prepared, and we do practice great food safety protocols across our farm. And that sort of puts us in a good position going forward.
Great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us, Cameron. I really appreciate it. And good luck there in Hollis at Brookdale Fruit Farm when you open up soon.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah, you too. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and we are talking about food shopping during a pandemic. Call us to talk at 603-513-7700. Richard is calling from Berlin. Richard, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Jack. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm so glad to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to respond to your call for people from the North Country.
All right, we gotcha.
And to answer a couple of your questions, actually, yes, at this point, I still do feel safe when I go grocery shopping.
Good.
I wipe down my cart, and I notice that people are keeping social distancing in place. And to echo the previous caller that you had, people are actually acting more polite and more responsible in the store, which is very good to see.
Right. I've noticed
now,
that too. Yeah, keep
about,
going.
You had asked about how many stores we had up here. Well, as is often the case in the North Country, we don't have a lot to choose from here in Berlin and Gorham.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large Walmart, a Walmart superstore, and then we have a store which is a lot like an IGA, and that's what we have.
An IGA?
Well, it used to be IGA. It's actually called Food Club now.
Okay. And so, you know, are you changing your habits personally in terms of where you get your food, how you get it, what time you get it?
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, because of being visually impaired due to having no a really good close-up vision. You know, I have to depend on rides from wonderful friends and also from a great tenant of mine who lives in the building I manage here. So, you know, I kind of have to go, you know, when they're able to take me. And again, you know, I obviously appreciate what they're able to do for me. And as far as changing habits, you know, I'm on a fixed income, so I don't have a computer. I'm not on the internet. You know, I don't do emails and texts and such, again, because of my vision. So I basically just go to these two stores.
Right, right. Richard, thank you so much for calling in. It's really good to hear your voice on the show, and thanks for calling, for responding to our shout out to the North Country.
You're very welcome, Jack.
Have a good night. Thanks.
You too.
This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about food shopping during a pandemic. Where are you getting your food? How are you getting it? And how is that different from what you were doing a month ago? 603-513-7700 or nhcalling at nhpr.org. Again, 603-513-7700. Dorothy is on the line from Leominster. How are you, Dorothy?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm calling because I was appalled to hear, I think it was on your show, you said that Dr. Burke has said don't go to grocery stores.
Right, yeah.
I do work, I am an employee of the Shaw's in Newport. I live in Leominster. They do the deliveries, but I'm... Leominster does not get deliveries because, you know, we're just too far away from there. I did take a leave from there. I'm 75 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, it was because I was I'm in the vulnerable age that I decided to take a leave. But if I were younger, I'd have stayed.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't have a problem with the store, with going to the grocery store. As the previous caller said, people do seem to be much more polite right now. I know for a fact that the store cleans frequently.
Yeah.
Frequently. They're doing their very, very best to make sure it is safe.
Yeah.
And some people... Yeah, some people, if they didn't go to grocery stores, some people could afford to do takeout and such as that. Some people have lots of options for the gentlemen in with the food, with the farmers market and such. I don't know where anything is like that near me.
Right. Dorothy, hang on. Dorothy, do me a favor. Hang on the line here, because we've got someone else who's called in from who's working at a grocery store. Ed from Northborough, Maine. Ed, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. How are you?
I am well. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for listening across the border there. You just started working at a Hanaford?
Yeah, I just started working at a Hanaford. I was a restaurant worker, and unfortunately, the three restaurants that I always pick up hours at all closed up completely. And so I took a job at the Hannafords. And I just started last Friday. And from my perspective, all the customers have been great. They've been really nice. They've been keeping their distance. We're only allowing, by state mandate, 15 people in at a time. And it's been really great working there.
Do you feel like the employees are taken care of at the moment in terms of their safety?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt. We had one employee, he did not feel comfortable, like the last caller is still on the line, working, and they decided to give him at least a month leave of absence, no questions asked.
Right.
You know,
to keep to help him stay safe and healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've had we've had the same troubles as everybody else getting face masks and all the supplies to help us stay healthy, but we are getting them.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. you know, we are doing our absolute best to keep that store 100% clean, you know, and stocked as well.
Ed, that's great. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your perspective. We're running up against a break here. But before we do, we've got an email from someone else who works in food service, Elizabeth from Penacook. I work in, she says by email, I work in a produce department in Concord. From my perspective, many customers are wearing masks in substitution of distancing. It's hard to fill the shelves while dodging everyone. I've definitely experienced more anxiety going on the floor. I also wear gloves and I have something to wear on my face if it gets too cozy. Also, please know we wish we had everything everyone wants to buy, but at this point we've had many temporary discounted items. We promise we are not hiding anything in the back. Thank you for that promise. We're going to head to a break here, but I just want to remind you, I'm Jack Rodolico. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about where you are getting your food during this pandemic. Call us to talk 603-513-7700. Stay with us.
Hi, my name's Christina, and we're up in Holderness, and we have not been inside of a grocery store in over 3 weeks now. We've been using local farms and little markets that do curbside pickup, so we've gotten dairy and fresh produce and then some non-perishable items at a small market about a half an hour away. That they're all wearing masks and gloves, and they are putting your bags out on a table and scheduling pickup time so no one else is out there at the same time. So we've been able to avoid the grocery stores completely, but I think it's really important that we all recognize how much privilege is involved in that, because these small markets and farm stands all have amazing products, but they're also expensive, as they should be, right? They have high costs, but that's not available and affordable to everybody. So we're trying to stay out of the grocery stores because we do have that privilege right now to be able to shop that way and support our small local businesses and farms.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. Before we get back to our topic tonight, food shopping during a pandemic, I want to let you know, what we're talking about tomorrow night. It's a show about helpers. We keep hearing here on the staff here, we keep hearing all these cool little stories about creative ways people are finding to help in a really local way. And that's what we want to hear about. We're going to open the phone lines so you can tell us about the small acts of kindness you are witnessing in your community. Feel free to reach out now, though, or at a time that's convenient to you. Email us a voice memo to you can create a voice memo on your phone and email it to us, nhcalling@nhpr.org. And while you are there, give us a song request, because on Thursday, we are doing an all-request music hour. We all need music right now. We all need that song that gets us through. So you can leave us a voice memo at nhcalling@nhpr.org or call us at 603-513-7700. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and the song that's getting you through right now. Daniela Ali, NHPR reporter, I really liked what I was hearing in that tape at the top of this segment about recognizing the privilege of having certain options, because we know that there are a lot of people who just don't have that privilege right now, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I think what we heard too from food banks, for people who this is really, you know, plenty of people have lost their jobs right now. And so, you know, having to think about what you can do, what you can afford, how people's financial situation has changed, or also for people who, you know, maybe have kids at home and that's an extra financial burden because they're not going to, they're not at school. And so I think we do have to recognize, like I recognize that I can go to the Hanover Food Co-op and buy things there, or I can go to Hannaford. And also just geographically, our caller from Berlin, I think 20 minutes from me, I have at least 5 grocery stores I could go to. And so geographically, that looks very different for people. And, you know, I think for me, this whole situation has kind of underscored some of the inequalities that already exist in New Hampshire and in the United States. And those have just kind of been sharpened by this entire situation.
Yeah. And you and I are lucky enough to be in a position where we are not losing our jobs. We are gainfully employed because there is so much news to report on. And so, you know, we are among the lucky ones here. Let's go back to the phones. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about finding your food in a time of pandemic. 603-513-7700. We're going to go to Tom in Hancock. How you doing tonight, Tom?
Good, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. And what are you doing out there in Hancock to find food?
Well, I did go shopping today, and I went quick, and I went in the morning when crowds were down. And I noticed about half the people were wearing masks. But the thing I wanted to say is this is a great time for wild greens. I used to farm a lot. I don't do so much, but I have a root cellar. I've got it filled with carrots and cabbage that I can eat.
Hey, Tom, just speak up a little bit. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Sure. Sorry. But wild greens, I picked my first salad tonight, little dandelion green, a little oxeye daisy green. This is a great time to go out, get some books, do some foraging.
That's a great idea. You know, find yourself a field guide and very safely go find yourself some wild greens. Tom, thanks for calling in from Hancock. This is New Hampshire Calling, and we're talking about finding your food during a pandemic. What are you doing and how is it changing? How is it hard to find food or easier? 603-513-7700, 513-7700. Ruth in Wilton, excuse me. How are you doing, Ruth?
I am great. Thank you. And I have to speak about some arrangements that have been going on in Wilton for at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
The Wilton Limeboro Women's Club has organized delivery service for food. They leave menu or shopping lists for people so you can check off what you want. There are lists for both staples and perishable items. And they're terrific, and it is delivered without charge. Fortunately, I'm in a position where I can make monetary donations, and I hope that continues. They're also accepting donations of canned goods and other non-perishable items. I'd also like to say that the program that the Women's Club has initiated also, if you can believe this, provides a service to pick up your recyclables and take them to the recycling center.
Oh, wow, that's really great.
They're terrific. I can't say enough about these women and men. They're just astounding.
It's quite a women's club you have there in Wilton. Thanks for calling in, Ruth. And that's a good reminder that tomorrow night we're going to be talking about helpers. How are people helping in your communities?
People are helping me. I'm 71, and people just are crawling out of the woodwork to help me.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Ruth. Have
you
a
bet.
Great night.
You
Hannah in Wiscasset, Maine is on the line. It's Wiscasset, right?
Yes, it is.
Hannah, is Wiscasset the town that has the sign that says that it's the prettiest little town in Maine?
Yeah, well, we all lie sometimes.
It's a very pretty little town.
No, it's a gorgeous town. I love it. It's just a funny sign.
It is a funny sign. That's why I remember it. And you're an oyster farmer.
I am indeed, yeah. So this has been totally bizarre for us. I am the operations manager and head of sales at Near Point Oyster Company in Brunswick, and I've worked for a few other farms getting them off the ground. But, you know, we were really having this period of growth, and then the whole thing, of course, is upended because, you know, sort of the two audiences for oysters are these incredibly fancy restaurants all over the place, and then really the down-home working community that lives on these foods is a staple, right? Like lobster, oysters, clam digging, this whole thing. So when the whole restaurant thing collapsed and we're thinking, like, what can we do to help the community and what can we do to also kind of try and keep the lights on? So we're doing a mobile delivery service and a pickup service at the farm. and I operate it completely remotely from my home, kind of sort of in isolation.
And Hannah, are these new customers or old customers that you're connecting with?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. It's been, you know, some of our locals who are down the street who are older, or we've had a couple people call and say they're quarantined from travel. And so that changes the way the instructions I give the people who are delivering and things like that to sort of keep everybody safe and comfortable. We've had a lot of new people. And at first, I have to say, I was a bit skeptical and nervous, but my bosses were like, we can do this. So, you know, we got on board and we did it. And people were texting my cell phone back after receiving the product saying, we had a 50th anniversary party with those lobsters. And, you know, yeah. I taught my daughter how to cook bouillabaisse. Really interesting interactions with these people who are eager to talk about food again.
And it's so it sounds like you're making it work as best you
we're
can.
We're making it work, yeah. I mean, are we, you know, wearing Rolexes? Absolutely not. Not going to happen. But
right.
We are paying the bills, keeping the lights on, and we try to keep the prices low so that, you know, we're supporting local fishermen and farmers, which has always been a commitment of the coast of Maine. And we're selling it to people at a price that is fair and affordable, just enough for us to make ends meet and, you know, economical enough for them to say, I don't want to go to Hannaford to get seafood. I crave it. I want to have a nice experience, but I want to be safe, you know?
Yep, yep. Hannah, thank you for calling in. And I guess you're way up in Mid-Coast Maine, so do you stream NHPR?
I do.
All right.
I have my reasons, but yeah, I'm
we can keep those. I don't want to talk outside of school. You can keep those to yourself.
For life.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening from so far away. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about food and how you are getting it to your house in the middle of this pandemic, this unprecedented time. Are your food shopping habits changing? Are you finding new ways to get food? Do you work at a grocery store? And are you watching people change their habits before your eyes? Our phone number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Sam on email says, I have severe anxiety as well as social anxiety and sensory processing issues. All of these together make it hard for me to shop on a normal day, but the pandemic has made food shopping even tougher than usual. I also have a cough, parentheses, spoke to my doctor and completed the 14-day quarantine, but the cough has clung on for 2 more weeks now. I feel like if I let a cough slip out while shopping, even while wearing a mask and gloves, that everyone looks at me like I shouldn't be there. I went to my local market basket last week and afterward had to sit in the car until I stopped shaking and could drive safely. The stress and anxiety caused by all these changes is no joke. Please be kind. Sam, thank you so much for sharing that incredibly personal story. And, you know, my heart goes out to you. I'm sorry to hear about all the stress this is causing you. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about finding your food in the middle of a pandemic, how you're shopping, what you're doing differently. 603-513-7700. Let's go to Laura in Antrim. Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's new and changing for you?
Well, I'm currently at my third store today, in the last, I don't know, maybe half an hour, trying to find toilet paper.
You're actively looking for toilet paper at this moment.
Yes.
I hear, it's crazy.
It's insane because, you know, they keep telling us to stay home and stay out of the stores and, you know, but you're having to go to 3 or 4 different stores to find one product.
Right.
It's like, I would prefer not to have to be running around 2 different towns to, you know, find toilet paper or something so simple, but, you know, it's not going to happen.
And you're in Antrim, so it's a drive to wherever you want to go.
Yes and no. We're kind of in between, you know, I normally grocery shop in Keene, so I was there yesterday and, you know, nothing there. So now, you know, I'm about 15 minutes from Hillsborough, so now I'm in Hillsborough. I already looked in Bennington, which is about 5 minutes. So
wow, you are driving all over the Monadnock region looking for a pack of toilet paper right now?
Yes. Yes. Right now,
and
I'm sitting out in the parking lot of Rite Aid hoping that they have toilet paper.
Oh, my goodness. I want to keep talking to you, but I feel like I should also let you go so that you can get this essential task done. But wait a minute. So this is your fourth place that you've looked today?
Yes.
And are you going to, if they don't have it here, are you going to keep shopping? You got another place in mind? You know where you're going?
I'm going to go right down the street, probably over to Irving, in hopes that maybe people don't go to, like, the convenience store to look for toilet paper.
Wow.
I don't even have a preference at this point. You know, I sandpaper toilet paper is fine.
Two ply, one ply,
toilet paper,
whatever.
Yes, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know. In the past month, I have only seen toilet paper in the grocery store once, and I instinctively bought a pack. It is. There's something in the psychology of that I don't understand, frankly. And I'm sorry that you are just all driving all over Kingdom Come looking for toilet paper right now.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Get in there and find a pack and get home. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Okay, Daniela.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think of that call?
Well, I just wanted to jump in and say, on the Upper Valley Facebook page, people at least once a day, if not a couple of times a week, you see someone post, "Where can I find toilet paper? What time should I go to the grocery store today?" And, you know, you'll get like 50 comments on there on what the best time is, where someone last saw or toilet paper. So this has been a persistent question
for
the last month.
And there are just so many questions out there. Daniela Ellie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight. And this show was produced by Emily Quirk. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And remember, we are all in this together.